Blog Talk Radio. speaking of sister and my son, because I speak up to me. So my phone okay with me? Sister's acting up, so I hope Blog Talk can hear me tonight. So what we're going to do, we're going to start off with prayer because, like I said, my phone was acting up as well as trying to get on Facebook Live. So let's go with prayer. Father God, we thank you for another chance, God. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing, God. Because we know this, God, it's for you, for your glory, for your honor, for your grace, and your mercy that falls upon us when we do what you tell us to do, when we align up with your heart. Everything you call in the past, everything you call in to happen in our lives. So God, we know that you make no mistakes, that you're doing what you have to do concerning this world, concerning our bodies, concerning our minds, concerning our lives. So God, with that being said, we're going to put our families up before you. We're going to put ourselves up before you. We're going to lay on an altar. We're going to stand in the gap. God, we're going to do what you have called us to do, and that is to be a witness. You said that we were going to have a highway and a byway, that your word may be heard and to be shared. But God, we know that you are God. And we know that you have America and this entire planet in your hands. This is the plan. But God, we stay on today, heart and the mind, to accept what your will is. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. So, with that being said, I texted Prophet Twan Thomas to see if he would be doing Facebook Live tonight with Blog Talk. And he explained to me that he started a new job, and his job would not allow him to do Monday, the fourth Monday. So he would, a lot of times, not sometimes, but a lot of times, you have to step back and say, God, it's your way. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to even ask why. Thank you, Minister Margot, for joining in. I'm not going to say anything but, okay, God, I trust you. I trust you with what you're doing because God is making room for the gift that he has put as to the man of God as well as to the woman of God. When God makes a move, all you have to do is, when you say, God, let me be with the command tonight, you turn this right on because I need to move right with what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to push it over some. So, remember, hey, got the brightness on. Let me see if I can turn it this way also. So, the first thing we're going to do, we're going to go to Matthew 6:33. Okay, because we're going to read that. And I'm going to read it out loud and you all follow along with me. Hopefully, you have your Bible that you're going to turn to it to read with me. Actually, all these things shall be added unto you. Now, I'm holding this up because I got some new glasses on. And the medicine, I don't know how I did it, but the word reflects when I look at it from the downward. I have to look directly at it. So, with that being said, we're going to get through this. All right, so let's do this. Let's concentrate on where we at and our desire to be by the Lord. That where we at, that God is making changes, not just in our personal life, but in our ministry. Let's look and see where we at with something new or something different. Are we willing to make a change? Are we willing to go along with the change? Or are we caught up in ourselves as to, really? When God tells you to move, stop. He says stop. Because there's a saying that I hear a lot of people saying while they're singing, or they're singing a song, or they're ministering, or just talking. They want to say there's a new thing. Something happened. Something different. Something's coming. Guys, we need to get out of the way and let God do something. Because when God blesses someone and God moves someone into a place, it is not for us to determine
what we're going to do. You know, because I love the word. It says Apollo's plan. I'm sorry, I had it backwards. It's the only word that says some plan. This Apollo's, but I was thinking backwards of how it's going to say it. Some water, some plan. God gives the plan. So when you know that God is giving the entity out that he did after you have, he has planted, he has given you the word plant, and he's allowing you to minister his word. Sometimes you have to step back and say, okay, God, I'm not understanding, or you have to step back and say, God, I'm not even trying to understand this. All I know is you doing what you got to do. Let me move. So, and God needs to put you in a place that you have never been in, or a place that you should be in. And see, I got down on back of what y'all are saying. I down on back of yes, it is. It's so bad. I just, I have a tag rubber on my neck. That's a sad part. But I'm just at a place on tonight. I was talking to Apostle Elector 35 earlier, and I said, okay, I hadn't finished my notes. I really hadn't had a chance to really get into my notes because the change over had came so fast. So I just was talking to God all day, and I said, God, what would you have me to talk about? And then when God took me back to what I was talking about on the past couple of Fridays, as far as faith, prayer, worship, just coming to him, you know, that when he was ministering to me about my grab my little notes, God is really working on me in this place as far as my worship with him, my praise that I'm working on, that I make sure that I give God the highest praise. God is working on me with my prayer life. God is working on me with my mindset. God is working on me with everything that I have put up before him. Because, see, a lot of times we say things with our mouth. Are we really, really, really seeking God for the answers that we're looking for? Or are we seeking God for the answers that he has for us? And the reason I said that we're looking for, because a lot of times when we get before God and we ask him questions, or we put a request up before him, sometimes we don't want to wait for the answer. We want it. Lord, I asked you this, so, you know, at 7 o'clock, so I have my answer at 7:01. You know, we don't want to sit back and wait for God to do what he's doing. Because, like I said, I'm talking with God about my mindset. Lord, work on my mindset. Lord, work on my heart that I will receive things and receive people the way you receive them. And I will receive situations the way you want me to receive. God, I'm asking you to work in my prayer life that when I pray, God, that you hear my prayer. God, work with my faith that even when I get into a place, you know, sometimes we'll believe God for other people, but we don't believe it for ourselves. When I get into a place and I can say, God, please help me with my own belief, but I want to stand on my faith, not just at the level I'm at, but I'm asking God to take me to a higher level, you know. So, like, even with this corona, excuse me, going around, side and enjoy themselves and have fun and get with their friends and party or whatever it is they're doing. Like, today is a holiday. Yeah, I could have went and got with some family and stuff like that and friends, but I decided, no, I'm going to keep seeking God. I decided to sit still because God has me in a place where he's dealing with with my mindset, with my heart, with my prayer life, with my faith, even with my conversations with him. Because if you don't have a relationship with God, if you're not seeking him on that level to have conversations with him where you can say, yes, I know I've been talking to God. You don't have to tell nobody, but you can tell yourself, you know, you said that and you were talking with God and God told you something. A lot of times people say, oh, yeah, I had a conversation with God. But you look at them like, really? Did you really have a conversation with God? Because when God is telling you to sit down, be quiet, be still, are you listening? You know, I'm asking God to take me to a place that when I do go into worship, I'm truly worship him in spirit and in truth. I'm truly coming to him with an open worship. I'm not dirty hands. I'm not throwing up hands that got a little, you know, dirt under the nails. I'm trying to hide stuff. No, when I throw my hands up and I worship God, I want to make sure I'm worshiping him in the right spirit and a true spirit. I'm coming from a true place. I'm making sure that when I come into his court with thanksgiving and I enter his gates, I'm coming in with praise. I'm just making sure that this new place that God has me in this new birthing season, I don't want to move too fast because I'm going to miss something. I want to be able to step back and say, okay, God, over here, you told me to walk around the block, but I'm trying to go around here and go with the joggers, and you told me, you know, you don't breathe that well to be running around the block. You better try to walk to the end of the block. I want to be able to follow his instructions. That's why in Matthew 6:33 it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So when you seek in God first and his righteousness, and you allow God to communicate with you, you can hear God say, sit down. Be still. Tell me more. Be willing to change. If I tell you to move over here, move over here. If I tell you to move over there, move over there. If I tell you to go straight, go back, sit down. Whatever I tell you to do, do it. If you allow God to minister to you on a daily level, you can't go wrong because you are allowing yourself to surrender to his will, his way. I want to read something to you, Isaiah 55. Okay, we're going to start. He the Lord, while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. So, that being said, I'm seeking the Lord while he's near to me. He has me in a place where I can talk to different men and women of God. And when God is making a change in their lives that's touching my life, I have to be willing to do what I have to do. I have to be willing to talk with apostles who like the third tiger and say, going on, yes, Margo, listen to that small, still voice. This is what's going on, and this is what was said, and is it okay with you? And when you get instruction that God has sent through the man, the prophet and the apostles, the missionary and the other minister, when he sends instructions to you, don't throw your hands up and say, you say, yes, Lord. Okay, let's go to the next verse, which is the seventh verse. He said, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man, his thoughts, turn unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon him. Now, with that, I'm not saying I did nothing wrong, and I'm not saying that I think I did something wrong. All I'm saying is that when God told me to step back because I'm seeking him, that means God has found something that means that he needs to straighten out. And I find myself in a willing situation saying, yes, Lord, I'm seeking you. I don't want to catch myself in conversations no more that I normally get caught up in. So God's doing a serious work in me. He's doing a deep work in me, and I'm seeking him to let him completely do what he has to do, because I don't want to play safe. I don't want to face safe like a how the president of the world, of the United States, say that's fake news. I don't want no fake salvation. I don't want no fake living a saved life. I want to live a real life that I want people to look at me as that woman, that lady, then before God. He's seeking God. He's allowing God to do something. You know, we say it, but you got to really mean it. Lord, let me decrease so that you may increase, because I don't want to think more highly of myself. Hey, Chris, thanks for joining in. You know, I don't want to think I'm in a place that I'm not, because, see, God will do what God want to do. He's going to do it with your willingness or without. But, see, I want to be willing. I want to be willing to surrender my spirit. I want to be willing to admit my fault. I don't want to be saying, I want my ouches. When I hear the word of God come forth, I want my ouches to be turned into, oh, Lord, you did it. That's what I want. Now, let's read this verse, the 8th verse. After he abundantly pardoned your ways, okay, your sinful ways and thoughts or whatever it is you're doing, when he gives you a pardon, pardon in the court. You get, this is a pardon for your eternal life. Y'all got to hear me. The 8th verse says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. See, right there, they let me think that God has my best interest. That right there lets me know I don't think high enough. I don't even have the ability to think that high that I can think or outthink God. See, I don't think like that. I think that God, you're going to do this for me. You're going to do this for me because, Lord, I want to be used by you. God, I want to be cleansed by you. And always, God, even if I don't even know exactly what is going on with me, because I'm not a fortune teller. I don't see in my future. I don't think I will want to. I just want to do what God says to do. I want to be able to step back and let God have his way. Because he just said, I don't know what God has in store for me. Neither are your ways my ways, but of the Lord. See, he says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. That's letting me know right there and there. God, I can't think for you, and I can't think of it on the level you are on, because it's your thoughts, not mine. That whatever enters into my heart and I react on should be what God has put in my heart that I should be reacting on, even if it's saying, be quiet, sit down, said neither are your ways my ways. He didn't say neither are my ways your ways. He said neither are your ways my ways. That is the Lord. Now, that right there let me know when we call ourselves seeking God on a certain level for a certain place, we try to get familiar. See, I don't want to get familiar with God. I don't want to think I know him. He just told me his thoughts are not my ways are not his ways. Because let's be honest. If someone ticks you off, we're gonna use something we try to do a lot. We drive. And someone cut over in front of you or come over on you or stop in front of you, what's the first thing you do? You know it. First thing you do is going to a Now, I ain't talking about what I heard or what I saw somebody else do. I'm talking about me. For example, I was on my way to work Friday. I would say about 6 something in the morning, and all of a sudden, I'm in the far left lane, and a car from the far right lane whipped, drove over. No turn signal, no nothing, but whipped over in front of me and stopped and tried to proceed into a left turn like that. And the first thing I did when I said, God, get me, Lord, get me. Because I was going to go on a level because he whipped over in front of me so fast and hit brakes. Thank God my vehicle have good brakes, hold over us, and it takes over our ways where we just lose. But I was, thank God I was listening to my Kirk Franklin radio station. Thank God I was listening to that, and I was just riding along. They was talking about the commercial, but again, I was singing that song I shared with you all for a little while. I've been singing, Waymaker, miracle work of time, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. So when you speak to God, enemy of our soul, isn't going to try to come over, as they say in the world, knock you off your square. He tried it, but I just kept giving God the praise. I kept saying, God, thank you, thank you. All while I was driving to work, I was just speaking to God. I'm singing this song, Waymaker, 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 because I know God is a Waymaker. I promise. He's the light in the dark. I know God is, because when I look at where I was and where I'm at now, now, again, you all that know me know I love riding my motorcycle. Yeah, I talk about it a lot. I love riding my motorcycle. But the Word of God said there's a season for everything. And in this season right here, right now, God is telling me to be still. So for me not to be out on my bike, after that was a bad thing. That's why I said I'm a gown on, because I ain't on a go outside, because I heard God is still, not just a little while. And I thank God that I'm in a place right now I want to. Because like Minister Margo said, I'm listening for that still, small, still voice just in my head saying, Lord, I. Yeah, I know I've been riding motorcycles for a long time. I don't really think as much I miss seeing out there. I just think I miss the joy of the ride. I think I miss doing that. But what I love more is I'm seeking God first. I'm seeking His King. I'm seeking God to do something for me. Friday and today, Monday, I'm making it personal what I'm talking about with God. Don't get me wrong, I still love everybody. I care about everybody. But I'm making this thing personal. We got nothing on the table. We don't have nothing on the altar. But right now, what I have on the altar is God. In this season, whatever you do, don't forget about me. But at the same time, I got to be in place to hear what God is saying. God would sometimes tell you to be quiet for a long time. He would sometimes tell you don't move for a long time. God would tell you to walk away from some things and some people. Well, no. I'm saying, I asked God a couple of years ago to really use me in ministry, and I was saying, God, what would you have me to give up? And God started sharing some things with me and to make sure I heard Him talk. When I was seeking Him for this, He had different men and women of God that I knew and did know. And then He had me hearing it on ministries when I was looking at TV ministries or I was listening to the radio ministry. He had different people speaking things and said, I don't know why I'm saying this, but God said to say it. This is for somebody. And it was containing, pertaining, whatever word it sounded better for you for me to use, that I had put up before God that He had them say to me. And I started praying and asking God to give me the desire in my heart to want to let that go. You know, because a lot of times people think you have soul ties just for people. But writing is not just something I do, it's a passion. Some people garden, some people sew, some people cook, some people play instruments, ride bikes, I'm talking about pedal bikes, some people roller skate. Some people do different things to take them to a place of where they go, for them to have peace. What else would you say? A place of their serenity, or just a place that they go for a mindset, for to just chill out, as they would say. Hey, Robin, thank you for joining in. How you doing? Me, myself, when I would get on my bike and hook up my iPod or play a CD on it or play a video on it, you know, that's the type of sound system I have on there, I would just ride and just let the wind blow on my hair and blow on my face and just sort of relax feeling. It was just relaxing. I loved doing it. Then I hooked up with friends. But I had to ask God to start removing some of those desires for me, because I did catch myself not studying the word, not even trying to study the word. I'm just be honest. See, I ain't going to get fully, but I'll be honest. I caught myself doing things that kept me away or kept me distracted. So I started asking God to take the desires out of me for to hang out over here and hang out over there and do this and do that. Not saying I don't love the people or love what I was doing. I did, but I think I loved it too much because it was taking priority in my life where God was supposed to be. You hear me? Supposed to be my priority. And I did not take time out with God. If anything, I would put some on the back burner. So when I was speaking, it wasn't always in a place, in a situation. I'm trying to think of the right words. But I could just say situation. That I had to keep going back to God. And I heard Pastor Troy said, and Dr. Serena Wright said, and Prophet Antoine, other men and women of God that I don't know or that I see on TV and see on the radio say, why is it every time you get in trouble, turn to God? You got time for him now. One day that thing hit me so hard in my heart. I had to say, oh, Lord, that's me. I was singing that song, it's me, oh, Lord. Standing in the need of prayer, me. And then I thought about something I laid across with Sandy Thomas said, what if you went before God one time and God was too busy to hear? He told you he was hanging out. He was kicking it with his foot. You don't need my time. That thing hit me so hard. I said, God, help me, God. In the moment. Teach me how to do what I need to do. Yes, just like you said, yes, priority. And God is a jealous God. I thank God that he didn't wipe me out in the middle of my mess, because I was coming to him as a sugar daddy. I was coming to him when I needed something. I could cry out then and throw my hands up and, oh, Lord, in other words, I could beg. But I had to ask God to take me out of the place of being a beggar and put me in a place of being afraid. Take me out of a place of seeking him when I need something and to just seek him just because I knew I had got something. That was a chance to live, to tell somebody about God, about his word. Minister Margo say, God desires an intimate relationship with each and every one. You're right. I want to be intimate with God. I want God to be my God. I got tired of treating God like a boyfriend, or could I go as far as to say a ex? I don't want to be on the list of, God, I see you when I need you. No, I had to get into a place where I started saying, God, I need you today. I needed you yesterday. Each day, his mercies is new every morning. I had to get into a place that I had to get before God every day to say, God, I'm seeking you. Lord, I want to be with you. Lord, I want to love you. Lord, I want to be used by you. Lord, I want my household safe. Lord, I don't want to not want you. God, I want to want you on days that I don't need nothing. God, I don't want to just keep coming to you with my hand out. I had to learn how to start going to God with my hands up because I had to say, God, I surrender. I had to start seeking him. And when I truly started seeking God, when I was in a place of being homeless, started opening up doors for me. See, a lot of people don't like to say that they was once in that place. Yes. But, baby, when I look around now, I went from zero to serving my hero. I went from having nothing. I got so much stuff now I want to give it away. And I ain't talking about a long time ago. I'm talking about recently. Y'all just don't understand. When the Word of God said that I should have things in my latter years, I found myself in a situation where I needed to stop playing. I could say with myself. Y'all can take it how you want, but I was playing with myself. I had to say, God, I don't want people seeing me and then after they talk to me and I walk away and say, girl, she ain't on nothing. They're talking that same old, same old. I want people to really know that I'm seeking God because of what God has put in me. Not what I have put in me, what God has put in me. When I look back over my life, truly say, God has did a new thing in me. I can truly say, Lord, I love you, and I love you for real. Lord, I love you day in, day out. God, I thank you for the change. I thank you for taking some things and some people out of my life. God, I thank you because following down that road, it was wide, but I need to go through another road that's like the eye of a needle. I'm like, God, I need to get on that straight road. I need to get in a place where I got to concentrate. See, when you're walking down a wide way, you just walk. You know, you're just walking. But when you walk down a place, I don't want to hear what he got to say. I don't want to hear what he got to say. I don't want to hear what they got to say. God, I want to hear what you have to say. Like I said, I learned the first scripture. I learned on my own. As a young lady, young girl was, Acts 2:21. A day they call on the name of the Lord shall be. And I learned at a young age to call on God. I was raised up in a sanctified house. Me and missionary Linda Handy talked about it on Friday. And then possibly like Cecilia, we talked about it a lot. We was not raised in Minister Margo, we was not raised like other kids. We couldn't do what other kids did. We couldn't, even though we wanted to go out, we could go out the room. We could go out the house on the front porch. But y'all know, maybe y'all don't know, but it was something about stepping off that porch. You better not step off that porch if you didn't ask, because you couldn't do like other kids. And when we were younger, we thought that was so wrong. But now that we look back over our life, we found out our fathers weren't as bad as we thought they were. Our fathers were teaching us the type of men to look for, providers, protectors, and people that were going to love us. That's what they taught us. Our mothers were teaching us how to keep a house. A lot of times you don't have to keep your house, but you saying something. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. Sometimes just a good meal or even warm up the food will help you. But that comes from when you seek in God. Apostle Elect, she talked on it yesterday on Blog Talk Sunday service about why do women want to emasculate? I think the word she used is emasculate their men. In other words, why do we always have to break our men down? when God has given us something that I'm sure we've been seeking God for, a provider. See, a lot of times people don't think that you can ask God, I want somebody that's going to provide for me, take care of me when I'm old. I want somebody that's going to leave me benefits. Yeah, I know it's true. I know I want benefits. When we seek God for that and he sends us that, we have to make sure we say, okay, God, I'm going to thank you. Like you just said, obedience. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to thank you for hearing my prayers when I seek you for those things. Now I'm seeking God for my eternal experience in life. When I leave here, I want to hear, welcome in, my good and faithful servant. I don't want to hear, move to the left, or I know you're not. I don't want to hear that. But what we're doing now, you know, from the time we was born, we have that dot they talked about. That you have that line also. I said dot, but it's that line. It's that dotted line that from your birth date to your birthing date, and from your birthing, new birthing date in Christ to when he calls you home. What is it going to say that I've done for God when he said that you do what I told you to do? Did you do what I asked you to do? I want to be able to say yes to him, and I want him to say yes, you do. I want to hear from God because I'm seeking God for his next level. I'm seeking God for to put me in a place where when I look at people, I could be able to say they need prayer, or I just want to look at them and just give them a nod or a smile. Whatever God would have me to do, I want to be able to look at someone and say, God, I thank you for allowing me to hear that, allow me to be in their presence. Sometimes just seeing somebody that you once knew or somebody that you know and you see where God has brought them from. Sometimes you can see people that once was there and you can see where they at because they didn't see God or something went wrong. But when you look at the situation, you can always turn around and say, God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you because one thing I do know is I've always had people wanting to get to know me or be around me because of who I was hanging around or who I knew or who I was related to. They wanted to try to get to know me to put their stuff in a position. And even when I was not doing what I was supposed to do, hey, Punky, how you doing? Thanks for joining in. When I was not doing what I was supposed to be doing, God gave me a spirit of discernment. God didn't allow me to let everybody into my life, but the ones that he did allow me to let into my life or me to get into their life, God always told me how far so. Sometimes you can't get so familiar with people because people would think of you as nosy and or how they would say on something. But you in to build on something. What I'm talking about right now is the ministry I'm in. God put me in a situation where we are building a ministry called Smile3E, Blog Talk, as well as we do on Facebook. When God puts you in a situation and you speak to him and he tells you to step over, step back, move up, move out, know when God is making, you know, his word say, your gift will make room for you. Know when God is blessing somebody to get out the way because when you were seeking him, he's put someone else in a place that's been seeking him also. That he's telling them, it's your season, it's your time. I'm going to elevate you. So with that being said, I thank God for blessing me thus far. I thank God for allowing me to still be here where I can see him because I could have been dead and gone. I could have been out of here. Thank God that he said not yet. So for those of you all that's out there seeking God, continue to seek God. Continue to ask him to bless you. Continue to ask him to have his way in your life. Continue to ask God to teach you how to decrease that he may increase in your life, because the word of God said that his thoughts, that's Isaiah 55, verses 6 through, I think, where the word will have read, verses 6 through 8, when he says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways your ways. When I think of the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving. Isaiah 55 and 8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. The heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. My thoughts can't even reach to the top of this tower. You know I can't reach the heavens to God. Only my prayer, my request. And my request is, Father God, I'm asking you today to teach me how to use higher levels. Have your way in my life. Have your way in my home. Have your way in everything that I'm involved in. Every way, every how. Yeah. Thank you, Chris. Chris said, I am speaking. Margo says, our God is a merciful God and loving. And that's so true. I'm going to ask them to open up Blog Talk, see if anybody have any questions, statements, or comments for us on Blog Talk. Facebook Live, you keep typing in. I'll read off what you're saying. And if you have a question, I'll try to answer it. We have a few more minutes. But I just thank God for this time. I just want to say, that's right, T. Cruz. Amen. Thank you so much, Punky, for joining in. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'm just saying, I'm just at a place. I can't even explain it. I didn't do things so long. I didn't do things so many ways, but I had not stopped one time and said, God, totally, I give you total control. I've given God total control over my life. And ever since I did that, I'm telling you, things have changed for me. I found favor at work. I found favor with friends. I found favor in my family. God has taught me how I shared with a young lady. I said, God, well, I got to keep blessing her. I like to get blessed too. And God said, because I'm doing something with her. You know, and I didn't ask God to give me no definition of what he's doing. No, that ain't my business. I said, okay, God, do what only you can do. You told me to bless her, I'm going to bless her. And that's all I'm saying. Because see, not only is God doing something with her, God's doing something with me. Are you going to do what I told you to do? You said, tell me, Lord, I'll say it. You said, send me, Lord, I'll go. God saw us with the small things to see, did you really mean it? Because, see, one thing is, you have to spend your money to do something. A lot of times, your requests sometimes change. So, your idea. But I said, Lord, I'm going to do what you want me to do. Okay, God, I'm trusting you. Because I know, just like I want to be blessed by you, I know there's other people hopeful. So with that being said, I'm just going to say this. I thank you all for joining in. I hope somebody on tonight let you all know where I'm at. I'm seeking God. I'm making it a personal request. I'm not being scared to tell. I'm not being scared to hide. But see, in this day and time, we're going to have to make a choice. You better know what choice to make. And you better be in a place that when you make it, it's the right choice. People say when you change the way you look at things, things will begin to suddenly change. You are so right. And that's how I had to change the way I was looking at things, because through my eyes, through my ways, through my thoughts, and I had to get in God's word. I heard it all my life, but I had to get in there and find it for myself in Isaiah 55 when he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. But then on the very next sentence, he said, know of my ways, your ways. You know, before he said, your ways are not my ways. So God let me know the way I do things is not the way he do things. That's right, Chris, heaven or hell. That's why Melanie's prayer. We have to get into a place, Chris says, surrendering. That's right. We have to get into a place where we surrender to God, and you can't be ashamed. And see, that's the thing with a lot of saints. They won't share with somebody, I'm in this place, or I've been in this place. This is my mindset. I'm asking God to change my mindset so my worship will change, so my praise will change, so my prayer life will change. I'm asking God to do all that. Then that way I know I can walk more in faith. I don't, he said, I have a faith of a mustard seed. Well, I get excited when I talk about the Lord. Margot said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Joshua 24 and 15 say, choose thee this day whom you will serve. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I have no shame in that. Like I said earlier, living in a time we're going to have to make a choice. Make sure the right choice. But see, I choose to tell you and anybody else that's looking on Facebook, I choose to tell you, I love the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe he's the Son of God, the only Son of God. I believe he died and rose again for my sin. So with me saying that, I'm going to tell you all, have a good night. Get in your word. It's 24 hours in a day. God asks you for 10%. Don't just give him 10% of your tithe. Give him 10% of your day. 2.4 hours. What's that, 2 hours and 40 minutes? Give God his time. Cheating God. Keep seeking God. Walk in God's way. Walk in God's light. You have to. What you say, Funky? Yes, I share my story without a care of being judged. That's right. You can't be judged. People are going to judge you. People are going to say anything and everything about you. But one thing you're not going to be able to say about me is, I ain't serious. I told you I love the Lord. And the Lord heard my cry. The Lord has saved me, sanctified me. I'm just filled me with the Holy Ghost. I'm just asking God to continually join on Blog Talk. Thank you all for joining me on Facebook. I love the Lord, and I love you all too. There's nothing you can do about it. Just pray for somebody other than yourself. Ask God to touch their heart that they may seek you. God, we just ask you, we're going to pray right now. God, we just ask you to bless everybody on this line, Facebook, Blog Talk. I ask you to let somebody hear what the word of God said to them tonight. God, I ask you to just bless everybody all over the world. Let us know that you are God and you are God alone. You don't need no help. You have your Son and the Holy Spirit helping you out. All you need for me to do is be a witness to let them know God is still on the throne. You ain't got off the throne. You ain't on vacation, on a lunch break, or a 15-minute break. God, you said you are God all day, all night. God, let them know you are a way maker, a promise keeper, light in the darkness. God, that is who you are. They can come to you now saying, God, teach me how to seek you. For your words, they seek you early where you may be found. God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word. Cover America, cover Chicago, South Side, West Side, East Side, North Side. God, cover our surrounding suburbs, God. Cover all of my cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews, friends. God, cover this ministry. God, do what only you can do, and do it for, I kept saying nothing but do it. You do it well. That's how I want to say. God, do what only you can do, because we know you do it well. Missionary Linda Handy, I love you. I enjoyed you so much Friday. I thank you for that. Minister Margot, I love you even more, and I know that God knows that he made Margot. He's going to see it through. No, the gates of hell shall not prevail. God is going to see you through. I know one thing, Margot. the hearts of God to be true. I know. Jesus, I thank you for joining in because I know for a fact God has brought you through so much. He's going to bless you. He's going to bless you even the more. Even right now, through your new ventures, God is going to bless you even the more. You're going to take off like you're going to have more than you need. You're going to have more than enough because I know what God has done for you personally. I thought. And I thank God for having a friend like you that's been a true friend. Been a true friend. Chris, I love you also. You have been a friend from the first time I met you. You saw me doing something and you said, what you doing? Let me show you how to do it. And you've been a friend. And I thank you for you and your husband. I thank you all. And God said, you won't want for nothing. Yes, he did call it to pass. It shall be past tense. And he said, walk where he told you to walk and don't look back. For God is God and God alone. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who he is. Keep singing that in your spirit. Get something in your spirit. And Melanie, I haven't forgot about you. God is going to do something new in your life and your career right now. Whatever choices you're making right now, God said, talk to him. Seek him first, Melanie. That's what he said. Seek him first, Melanie. Stop trying to do everything on your own. I haven't talked to you in years, but I hear God say, seek him first. So with that being said, God, tonight I love you all. I love you. I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. I will be back on this program the fourth Monday of every month. Don't forget on Friday, Prophet Antoine Thomas will be doing Friday night that I was doing. Please tune in. Support that man of God because God is doing a new thing in his life. And you want to be there from the beginning because when God takes him where he's taking him, you want to be able to say, I saw it. I thank God for this ministry line. We will be back here next Monday. It's the first Monday of the month. It will be Dr. Serena Wright, which will be our speaker at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And every now and then, I will come on the line and I will say something that God has put on my heart to say. I will try not to, I'm not going to get on anybody else's time because I'm not trying to compete with nobody. I'm going to share when God tells me to share what he tells me to share. Jeffrey Pearson, it's so good to see your name. Yes, I know who you are. I have not seen you since Mission Way Church of God in Christ. So you will know I know who you are. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, I get excited when I talk about the Lord because y'all that don't know me, baby, been blessed. You know, we said, in a way, I'm blessed and highly favored. Baby, I'm still blessed. This is my star, life star. God did that. Have one right here. God did that. When they said no, I said, do what y'all got to do. But God going to do what he got to do. So I just want to tell you that. We all are walking miracles. We all are walking testimonies. Stop holding back what God has done so people know he's still on the phone. Don't hold up his message by holding up his testimony. Good night, John. That's my fifth closing, and I'm out for the night. Uh-oh. One more thing. I'm sorry. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That was my opening scripture to start the program, and that's our closing scripture that this ministry, Mile 3E, stands on. Okay, good night, you all. Bye-bye. Thank you.